Are you ready, Ion?
Lord, yes. We've been screaming for a half hour. The music was better than some of that you have played. But it was like, let's go.
Okay. Bert, we have to wait for Bert to come back.
Bert's there.
Well, I'll renew then, maybe he is. Refresh.
Oh, God, here we go. He started 15 minutes ago.
Well, Susanna, no thank you. I played Mr. America.
Hey, good.
What, you didn't hear it?
I did hear it.
Yeah, what I have to do is I have to give it to Bill and wait till he does it. He did it in 5 minutes, so that's good.
Yeah.
So you did hear it, but you didn't praise me. You didn't send me a little heart or a little, you know, inner organ picture or something.
You didn't put any money in his self-fund-me page.
Yeah. He didn't put any money in my box. What's up with that, Susanna? Did that take us for granted?
No, I totally appreciated it. Yeah, no, it was great. I thought maybe you'd figured out how to do it. We used to send you in clicks before with songs, and you were able to play them right away, so.
Yeah, the YouTube
that
was broken.
That was when he had his No, that's when he used SoundFlower to do it. He's now got a better system now where he has to depend on someone else to do it for him.
Yeah.
So that makes a lag.
Yeah, that old system doesn't work. I can't get it fixed. Rick came over. He tried to fix it. He couldn't do it. Ion couldn't do it. Carolyn couldn't do it.
The SoundFlower. Well, we don't think you should be handling it, Bob. It's probably not for your best interest.
I have to click the SoundFlower. What would that do?
SoundFlower. It would connect the song to the speaker.
Oh, I'll try that sometime. So then, how do I get out of SoundFlower back to where I am? Where am I now?
You have to close the YouTube. I mean, you have to close the, what did you bring Roxy in on? Skype. You have to close the Skype. You never do that. So it gets lost and then it makes a loop.
I don't close the Skype.
And then there was that huge reverb you'd get.
Anyways, you guys are sending me too much anyways. It was a hassle.
Right. Yeah. I don't think anyone does anymore.
No.
It's about as fruitful as calling Bob. You might as well just look at your phone. It's about the same thing.
did you like the Trish Toledo songs? The kind of 50s?
Yes.
Old
those are great. Yeah, I was grooving to
Why didn't you play the Bombastics? Why didn't you play the Bombastics, Bob?
I didn't like them. That was so bad, I dumped them. That was your worst offering in weeks. Yeah.
Maloma.
Yeah, but it's just too bad. I can't have that much bad stuff every week. And then the other guy was Bobby Arosa, similar to Trish Toledo.
Similar, nice, very, along the same vein, yeah.
Did you notice? I don't know what's with Bert. Where the hell are you, Bert? Let's just go over to here. Bobby Arosa. Lonely Girl.
Refresh, Bob. Refresh.
Oh, no, it doesn't work that way. Yeah, okay, hops over. Listen to the beginning of this. Did you get this beginning?
Bobby. Hey, Bert said he's been on the line the entire time, Bobby.
I know. I don't know what Bert's talking about. Where's his sip? I don't see no sip, Bert. Where the hell are you? I'll have to try an anonymous.
He was. He's right here, United Kingdom,
oh, there he is.
Bob, right where he was.
I guess you know, Bert, it's just the way my life works. If I want to have something else happen, like Bobby, which I didn't know I wanted to happen when I was looking for you, but then I came up with the idea after I couldn't find you, and we all got to enjoy Bobby. Bobby!
If I'm not going to understand what I'm saying, that I don't know what I said, that I might have known that I said it, then I'll be able to find the thing I wasn't looking for. If I were to look, but I missed the thing I didn't see. If I looked to fail to see the thing I didn't see. Yeah, that's right.
You can look at the private session.
I'm looking forward to hearing about the fusion of the tendons.
Fusion of the tendons? Is that his next question?
That's where Bert and Carolyn are going to pick up. Fusion.
Okay.
Fusing. Yeah.
Right. Well, you can look forward to the private session where Ayn does a great little rant on the word right. My rights. It's a good one. Okay,
wow.
So Bert.
Okay.
Let's go ahead. We're going to mute you now.
That was 3 hours ago. Cam and me, I went to bed. And that was 3 hours ago, Bob.
No, it wasn't. Go ahead, Bert.
Okay. Hey, Ayn, after listening to what Carolyn read about diffusing, and then I looked at my own definition. It makes sense about diffusing that they won't, that there will be some fusing in the joints. They'll become, probably become, there appears that they'll become more mobile because the muscles, I overlaid the other point that you said at the beginning, that the muscles become tendons. So it makes sense that some of the joints will fuse, but they'll still be functional. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Nuts. But it's amazing that it'll go to 256.
Yeah.
360. Yeah, from 360. Yeah. But key question.
Right.
Okay, another question just popped up because it reminds me of something you told me about stretching. So that means that will make the hips and the shoulder joints more important then. Correct?
How so?
Well, they're the roots of movement. I mean, you don't walk unless you use your hips, and you can't use anything in your upper body unless you use your shoulders.
I thought that was your hip flexors.
Say again?
I thought that was your hip flexors.
Yeah, the hip flexors, but, yeah, okay, yeah, that's funny you say that. I've had some, I'm having issues with my hip flexors.
We know.
Damn.
But you can still do the Dougie. You can still do the Dougie, though, so that's not good.
Did I really do that, or the other Bert do
you
that?
Really did
that's
it.
A stupid looking
wow.
Dance.
Which Bert? That's the only Bert we know. Well, I mean, Her Majesty wasn't offended.
Did I offend her at all?
No,
none.
No, no. You were the life of the party. She called you a Schwarzemir. She called you a Schwarzemir.
A Schwarzemir. Okay, she's sprechen Deutsch, huh? Sprechen Deutsch.
Fancy Deutsch. Yeah.
I ain't missing, huh? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's clear. Thank you for that. Thank you for that, that joint thing. Okay, now another big subject. We were speaking on September 14th also about the elders.
What are you doing up this time of morning? You're supposed to be in a damn bed or already up for the next day already.
I'm always, this is the, see now, see, you get to see my, how I ride the terrain. Now, because this is, I'm always up for a show like this early.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you have combat duty. That's combat duty. You're like 3 weeks going on, fourth week. Combat duty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ayn, we spoke on September 14th. It was a pretty...
What are we going to do? What are we going to do with Buckingham Palace? We were not so serious about looting it and getting shit out, but now some of the frames are good. But there is some satinwood inlaid Bombay chests that are period. I'm talking pre-Victoria. And
really?
There's two, and there's two Edwardian shipper robes that are to die for. They're like 15 feet tall, so it's really going to have to tie them a tall ceiling to look right. But that might be good. Can we bring you something? You like the Second Empire stuff with the marble top don't better, don't you?
Yeah, with the first special feet, with the...
Furry feet, that's Georgian.
Furry feet?
If it's got furry feet, that's Georgian. And then there's ball and claw, and then there's Dresden. That's Chippendale. There's not a lot of Chippendale because it's not very English. You have more Dresden than you do that. But there's some. They've got a little bit of Heppelwhite in there, but that's few and far between.
But you have to do a large inventory. Didn't you say there's like 1,000 rooms in that palace?
At least. You can take a jog and run 4 miles and never leave the building.
What? Really?
Circular. The halls circular. Are all a bunch of, the halls are room sized.
Wow.
That's why Lady Diana used, that's why Lady Diana used to do it in her roller skate. She would just roller skate through the whole place.
Wow. So you don't know what you're going to do with that? I mean, you have to do an inventory of the furniture in there, because there's probably some really
interesting
treasures.
There's some priceless stuff. There's some priceless stuff. We're going to have to throw away some of the instant ancestors to get some of the frames. Some of the frames are over the top.
So you're going to throw away the instant ancestors and the paintings, huh?
Yeah, they're ridiculous. They're terrible. But we got to make one stop. Go to Vatican City to Bob's bitching about his goddamn book report. Bob's got book reports due, and so he's got to see if he can get the rest of the codex. He got the best part before, but he don't believe nothing. So we got to get that done. Carolyn says we got work to do, so we can some of all this quote ridiculous non-vacation shit's about over with.
Okay. That's interesting about Buckingham. Is there still the anomaly taking place with the aliens in Buckingham right now?
Yes.
But I can make it pretty interesting then to get in there to get the stuff then, if that's still taking place then.
They also have her desk.
They have her, what, her portion of the Resolute? Is that what you're saying? Oh. Okay.
The whole thing is fucked up.
Yeah.
You got abdication in this end of the White House, and abrogation on the other side.
Are you in the process of working that out, or is it work its way out with Bob? Is that part of Bob's?
We can't get into all that. I mean, Jesus. And they're listening and freaking out right now. So
they, as in the aliens,
lots of people.
Okay, so there's people as well as
George
aliens?
Soros is going. George Soros is going to open a church. He's going to become a soul saver. He's going to be a chain breaker. He's invited the Gator Boys to come and sing with him. It's going to be exciting.
Okay.
It's going to be a Christian Jewish family church.
That's interesting.
Well, he's Jewish.
Yeah, no, he is. But so was he trying to create another approach through his mayhem? I mean, he's sponsored Black Lives Matter.
Oh, why not? Everybody does. So did Bob.
So did Bob. Oh, shit.
Really? Okay.
You know,
that's news.
I mean, what you going to say? What you gonna say? What you gonna Bob's into everything? Yeah, you love him till you hate him, then you hate him till you love him. That's exactly right. But now get back to work. What are you gonna do?
Okay.
What do you want? What do you want? They're trying to get Bart his new car. That's Leon's bullshit. He got the car. He won't drive it.
Okay, Ian, question. I have some questions regarding, it's a two-topic question, but the first question is, I heard you last week say to Bob that, in his private session, that you are the condition. And that's different. I've never heard you refer to yourself as the condition.
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying, does that mean that you're the condition of power?
Look it up.
Yeah, I did. A state of being. A state of being.
Yeah, that's what's different. That's what's different. State of being.
And that's new.
Mm-hmm.
So is that what, like, when Bob said, you know, months ago, that you're no longer non-physical, that you've shifted from being non-physical to a state of being, a position, a condition? Is that what Bob
meant? Very possible. Well, Bob didn't even know what Bob meant. So the answer to the question is that that certainly is becoming.
Does that make you separate from the tech body? That you're becoming a state of being?
Not yet.
Is the tech body a condition?
Likely.
Oh, man. Okay. I'll leave that alone and look at that later when re-listening to that, because there's a lot there and I have some other questions. Okay, Ian.
Hey, Bert.
Hey, Bob.
Bert, I say things, very profound. It's not my job to know what I need. I just say the shit.
Well, you're very convincing to me, Bob. So I was the first one that started the saying that Bob's make a lot of sense. And I believe I was the first one that warned us. And now Bob's making sense, you're in trouble. So I'm the first one to be in trouble.
Yeah, and I'm making sense. It's not, I make the words. It's not my job to figure out what they mean. I'm just very good at saying the sentences.
Yeah,
you guys have to figure out what they mean. User is the content, right?
Yeah, okay.
New approach to public speaking.
Yes.
Nice. New approach to private speaking. Now there you go. New approach to private speaking. That's Iron Miss Brooks. Okay, Bert, stop.
Okay.
Bob, go sit down. Go sit down. Now, go ahead, Bert. Hurry. Bob's got a 9-hour private session to play tonight. You got something?
Wow. Well, we gotta stop soon then, because it's 9 hours. Okay, Ian. On September 14th, on What Youth, I brought up the question about, you made a statement that the elders are ascended but not gods.
Correct.
And then I asked you about the symbiote host aspect, and you...
They're not immortal.
They're not immortal.
That was the symbiote host answer. We're sorry we got a little bit ahead of you. It's easy to do, but we didn't mean to.
No, that's perfect. They're not immortal. But I have some words from, because you had a conversation with someone regarding the symbiote host. And your words are, you've got a taste to that positional conjunctive place where the symbiote and the host become one. The little man is a symbiote and the host is God. And we're trying to merge those so the little man, the symbiote, goes away and the host becomes dominant. So my question, are you the host part of the symbiote-host relationship?
No.
Who? Okay. So, okay, then the next question. So,
Bert, they're the symbiont.
Correct.
Okay, then you're the symbiont ion.
Certainly.
We're the host.
We're
the ground, Bert. We're the God.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
I don't know what I mean, it's right on what I'm saying.
He didn't know he should have supported his own fallacy. He didn't know what he was supposed to do.
And I said, you're right, Bob. Even I get fooled.
Yeah. You're right.
Okay,
he's like, what am I right about? Carolyn, I'm more right than anybody's ever been right. I'm the rightest right that ever was right. That's right. I'm right.
Explain yourself. Why are you saying I'm right?
Explain yourself.
You're lying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, how do you know? Yeah. Carolyn, what did he say proves that I'm always right? He said something proves I'm always right. I heard it. I know that. So what was the word? Carolyn, you got it. What was it now? How is it I'm always right? I'm the best listener. Yeah, I retain everything. Is that what it was?
Oh, yes.
See, you
right,
can't even explain
right.
yourself. You don't know why I'm right or why I'm not right, and I'm right by saying
yeah.
that.
Why are we talking to you? You don't even know. You can't even acknowledge how perfect I am in every way, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, Ion and Bert, I'm reading Revelations again. And not even every once in a while, but often Bob will come in, and I'll think, is that Ion talking? But it's under Bob,
yeah.
And he says the most incredible things, and I yes. show them to him, and he'll say, I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
And it's just recently, Bob has become, a transient empath. A transient,
yeah,
recently, where he knows things just out of the blue, and he's never known anything in his whole living life, and then all of a sudden he knows things. And he'll start quoting, Ezekiel 4:16 explains that fairly, and he's like, what? Damn, what the hell? And he's got to start talking about the details of the Apostle Paul and how he went through. And how the whole armor of God applies, and how Herbert W. Armstrong missed the point. But Bob got it.
Look, I have the, Nan's gonna put this on her epitaph of my passing. Bob, quote, I just say things. It's not my job to know what I mean.
That's when he says that, that's when we always do our train limerick, but he won't let us do that because he knows,
I was gonna
he knows
do that.
That too.
Not my job to climb this hill. It's not my job to fuck the tree. But when somebody gets fucking arrested, then I gotta pay the bill.
That was a good one.
Well, he almost had an iambic pentameter moment there.
Yeah.
He quickly got over it.
I took the dirt road to paradise right there. I know what I'm trying to remember. I took the dirt road to paradise. Is that the line?
Carolyn, we're starving to death and dying, and we call down, and guess what they give us? Fucked up porridge.
Porridge.
It might even been cream of wheat, but we don't know. But it held sugar, so I guess all it had to do. White sugar.
Porridge.
Did he have that when he took the break? He went down.
Yeah.
Did they have breakfast or something?
Porridge.
Well, yeah.
I know, but who gave it to him?
It's breakfast.
Neil.
The Costanera.
Yeah, not the queen. She's sleeping.
Yeah, she doesn't cook anymore.
She'll be, but she does go down and work on her cars in the secret bunker.
Oh yeah,
with Alfred.
Wow.
She likes to putter around with mechanics and get all greasy, eh?
She likes that. She always has, and she does it best at Balmoral because she's so far away. She can do what she wants to. They don't say shit. I mean, they're not going to say that to her. I would say, no, they shouldn't anyway, but she's quite active about it. She has to, because at her age, Bob, you know how hard it gets at your age.
Yeah. I remember when I was 95. The tough years.
Can't pick up the towels when you drop them in the bathroom. Says, oh no. That's never gonna work out.
You should have seen Bob yesterday. Yesterday morning, I get up. Now he just fights going to bed. He just hates going to bed. So he's sitting on the edge of his chair in a different position, not by his desk. So he's sitting, you know, kind of sideways, and all of a sudden he's on the floor. He fell asleep. He fell on the floor, and he jumped up like a squirrel and ran to the bathroom and washed his hands.
And then he ran back. And then he ran Then he ran back downstairs and turned his headphones on so he could get up and find that they're on all the time. Those are the best headphones ever. They're always on. Even when you turn them off, they're always on. It's very good.
Oh, yeah, man. I jumped up. I said, I'm not going to bed. I jumped up and said, doing a few laughs.
That's right. That's right. And if he really wants to stay awake, he just calls Clinton, and he has his little love fest that he's been going on for several days.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, his subconscious that doesn't exist was thinking, well, I'll fall on the floor and that'll wake me up.
That'll wake me up. Oh, my God, I'm on the floor, Karen. I'm turning water on. My hands are so dirty. I can't turn the water on.
It scared the shit out of Carol. She never seen me fall on the floor going, what the fuck? And then I leap up like I'm a fucking alien.
I thought he was going to rush off and take a shower. I hit the floor. Down there.
Karen, how do you know that circle sucker thing is clean? How do you know that circle sucker thing is clean? It's throwing the germs all over, spreading them evenly all over the floor. And it's loud. It makes a lot of noise. Why is that going to run all the time?
Suzanne wrote, I've never heard Karen laugh so hard.
Yeah. Well, see, it's fun when we're talking about this. She actually lives in it. That's why it's so fun. It would be funny, more fun if it wasn't so sad. She actually lives in this demented cavern of doom.
Well, that's... This is what makes her marriage so lively. She lives for these moments. Unpredictable new bobs show up.
You mean to your acquaintance? You're that acquaintance yeah. who's been sort of hanging around yeah, for yeah. the last few days?
Everybody's going nuts on the chat line. They're getting big kicks out of this. Getting three laugh icons.
Yeah, we're gonna let Bob try hair on next week, y'all. We'll see if that picks up his disposition. It picks up his disposition so he can be frozen. He can get frozen. We'll get him on the Tucci. We'll get him on the K2 where he can get frozen. He can sit there for days and just be frozen.
The D3 K2?
No. It's called Tucci. It's called K2. It's synthetic marijuana. It's synthetic marijuana. Hey, Jack's going off the wagon. On the wagon. We got to talk to him sober. That'd be crazy. You know that?
Who? All right, Jack. What'd he do?
Jack's gone. He's been off the marijuana for some time, but now he's give up the booze.
Uh-oh.
He ain't even a wino no more. I don't know. He might be waspish. He may be mean. I hope he ain't mean. Jack, don't you be mean to us.
He might be.
Yeah. Didn't nobody tell you to sober up, but we're glad you did. But didn't nobody tell you had to. So get back
okay,
to it. Alright,
okay,
you did La Paloma, you did that one. Alright, you did Kilauea, you did all the volcanoes erupting, you did that the spin of the concave structure of the earth is shifting. The concave structure of the earth is shifting. That's another step that the Anunnaki laid out in all that bullshit, that research you did 1,000 years ago with Egyptian and all that kind of stuff. And then it also brought you up to the dragon, how the dragon applies, and it explains why there's Japanese warships in Alaska in the bay.
I saw that TikTok. I saw that you posted on the chat.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Japanese what? Warships in Alaska.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what did you say about the Anunnaki? What was the sentence just before that?
The concave structure of the Earth is changing.
The concave structure.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. We didn't say convex. We said concave.
Yeah, remember you outlined that with me about the concave structure of the core when we did that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Million moons ago, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The concave structure of the Earth, and then the Anunnaki predicted this?
Well,
no, that's a different conversation. There's other things going on with that.
You're calling the new aliens Anunnaki?
No, we said the Anunnaki is another reference from Egyptian land. Laid
yeah,
out
I know
the
who
shift of the earth.
Mm-hmm. And so those are other aliens, not the new ones coming.
Not necessarily, yes. It's been, yeah. Either neither, neither nor. Doesn't matter. They're two different
yeah.
conversations. You're trying to put them in a box, and they don't live in a cardboard box. Little houses made of tiki-taki. You're going to have to start playing some of our music before it's over with, but not tonight. We'll give you an ass pass tonight because we're at a disadvantage. We're held captive in a goddamn palace.
We sent I on assignment. He really hates it. He hates his assignment.
Let me tell you what. You're gonna get, you can't fuck with a tech body like we do and have no conductivity. I mean, we sent a message, Bob, we sent a message, and the little man came up and he was going da 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 da
and flew it somewhere, and then somebody put it in their PDA. They had an iMac from 1972, and they typed it in there, and they're waiting on the floppy disk to format. They're gonna be right on it just in a second. It's pretty bad.
Okay, Ian, going back to the symbiote host.
This ain't MI6. This ain't MI6. I'll give you that.
Okay, going back to the symbiote host relationship. Okay, that's new. Okay, I have to go re-review my notes, and I'll put that on the hold again, but I need to say something. So you're part of the little man, because in this note you say the little man is the symbiote.
We have to have it from that perspective. Otherwise, how can we change your perspective? Isn't that the whole representation of what Jesus came to?
I stopped.
Isn't that the exact position that Jesus came to the earth to do? That he became 100% man and 100% God so that he could ascend? Because if Jesus could have seen, if Jesus couldn't have seen, you don't have a prayer.
Correct. You've always said that, yes.
So that's the representation. So you have to have some percept. Oh, my God, here we go. Gravity's Rainbow, 202, 712 pages of fucked up nothingness. Here we go. But anyway, you have to have some construct to say this is how it relates to the condition. And if you don't have that, you have no mystery ground to relate it to. If you don't have mystery ground to relate it to, you wouldn't know if you've ascended or not. The same way the angels are stomping around mad as hell because God won't talk to them anymore because y'all are God and don't know it.
Okay.
Bob's winning. They're getting mad because Bob's moving ahead.
Yeah, Bob's winning. He's giving everybody Bell's palsy. That's what Bob's doing.
Created a rip to try and stop me.
Okay, I'm set
Bob.
On the symbiote host
don't say
as far
that.
As
don't
that.
Say don't say that, Bob. Don't say that.
Hey, that was a close. That was truth, Bert. The universe created a rip to try to stop me.
You caused Bob. You caused enough trouble all tonight. You caused enough trouble. That chair. Hey, Bob. Don't depend on that floor to always catch you. Don't depend on that floor to always catch you. You get drunk on your own liquor, and there you go.
Okay, so I'm clear now on the symbiote host and that we're God and that's what.
Well, get back to the good stuff. Come on, get to the rest of it. You ain't got to the good stuff. Go ahead. Come on.
What was that last thought, Bert? You were saying we were descended. Little man was descended to prove. Non-physical wasn't physical, was not non-physical anymore?
No, Ion's, these are words from Ion in 2010 where Ion said that the little man is the symbiont and the host is God and we're trying to merge those. So the little man, the symbiont, goes away and the host becomes dominant. Okay, so I'm clear on that. But what brought me all to this whole thing is that Ion said that the elders are ascended but not God. So, Ian, the question is, does that mean that the elders have the merged symbiote host, but they don't have a dominant host? Is that what makes the elders?
Can we say in essence? If we say in essence, you'll handle that. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's not always that way.
What is this essence? The elders are what? Ascended?
They're ascended, like, but King they're not George God.
It's like King George the Fourth, Bob.
Well, nobody's God because there is no God, Bert. Let's remember that.
See what y'all give him 9 seconds. You give him 9 seconds and he starts his bullshit. Every time. How Carolyn Dean has survived this, we have no living way to know it.
Carolyn? How can we worry about God? He don't exist.
Okay, and I'll go to my next topic because I need to relook at all of my notes because I just looked at that one that I had in 2010. Okay, Ian, the Order of the Silver Serpent, and I ran up on this.
Bert's really scraping the barrel here. Where'd you find that one, Bert? Said in passing in 2 second interval.
And Ion said, yes.
Yes, the Order of the Silver Serpent.
The Silver Serpent, Order of the Silver Serpent. For some reason, I had Silver Serpent in my head. And I looked it up and found that there's an Order of the Silver Serpent, and it relates to our conversation a few weeks ago about 17th century, yes, Torquia. That's what sparked Torquia. It's the Order of the Silver Serpent is a satanic cult.
Astrid. That's the one. That's the one we were going to make a big deal. He was talking about Asterix. And we were like, yeah, that was Peter's assistant, Astrid. And he talked like Bob. He'd call her cubicle, or he'd call her assholery, and he would call her Aceola, he would call her Astrid, he'd call her all kinds of different things. It was like Bob.
Who, Walter did, or Peter? Walter?
Walter did.
Yeah.
That's when they had to read the De La Melicone.
Yes, that's related to the De La Melicone, and also Torquia's, the Nine Gates Book of Shadows.
Nine Gates of Shadows. So what Bob has got to get to is the tail end of the rest of the Codex.
Mm.
That's what he's fighting for.
And
the ultimate wisdom.
The tail end of the Codex, does that have something about the Nine Gates of the Book of Shadows in it, Ian?
Yeah.
It does.
It's the Codex of Ultima Wisdom. Yeah.
And those are the books that they're going to have the tag sale.
Oh, yeah. We ain't getting too far into that. They'll be lined up. It'll be like trying to buy a PS5. Have you tried to buy a PS5 lately? You just can't get them motherfuckers. They're not available. You have to line up for days. If you tell them all that inside, they'll be ahead. There'll be a math, all right? They'll be all shined up.
Okay, but the reason why I brought this up is the Silver Serpent. Is there significance in the name Silver Serpent? Okay, because last week you outlined to Madeline about that the serpent was a communication device for Lucifer. But I'm mainly concentrating on the silver reference.
Yes. It's a natural antibiotic.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're aware of that. But I mean, as far as this whole thing about silver serpent.
No. Don't miss the point. That is the point.
Silver is a natural antibiotic.
Yes. And the serpent is part of the caduceus in medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
For the total fucked up hypocritic oath. For the hypocrite.
So, okay, this is a question just popped up. Thanks, Carolyn. So, Ian, is that where the Caduceus came from the Silver Serpent? Or is it older than that, the Caduceus?
Older.
Okay, I have some notes on that. I don't need to go into that. I'll look at that later. Okay, Ian, this is my last question.
Well, you hadn't got started yet. I don't know why.
Okay, well, you'll have to pull these questions out of me because these are the ones that popped into my head. I had someone call me yesterday, a family member here, ask me did I knew anything about the Merck, the drug maker. They've created a new
pill.
The pill, right.
The pill is great. The pill is great. No problem. Because if you're set up, you can take the pill because if you put it in your mouth, your body will just pass it. The not very good quarterback came in and said, he said, coach, they told him to pass the ball and he wasn't sure, he wasn't positive. And he told him again, he said, I don't know coach, but if I can swallow it, I should be able to pass it. So, if you take it by mouth, it won't hurt you. As long as you're not shot by him, you'll be okay.
So the pill doesn't have any of the tricks like the shot then?
Oh, it has all the tricks. It has all the tricks, but your body can assimilate it from the front side. That's what the goddamn lipids are about. That's what they start in the spit. That's why you put the drops under your tongue. You think we're doing this for your help?
No, okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, yeah. I guess it was for your help.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.